Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Source Code, coming to you live, almost live, a bit delayed. Maybe it was yesterday, maybe it's tomorrow. It's from Flanders, Belgium, from Curry Castle. This is your Daily Source Code. I'm Adam Curry. It is October 5th, 2004.
The power of your intellect.
Oh boy, got a lot of stuff lined up for you today. I know I always say that, but it really is true. And I was, actually I was just on a quick Skype call to Dave Weiner. And I said, you know, I could do, with the stuff I receive every single day, I could put together 3 source codes. It's just, how do I weed through all this stuff to find the good things, right? Well, basically, my iPodder does a lot of that for me. I pick up the iPod in the morning. I've got a What's New playlist set up. It's a smart list, so basically the rules are, and it's just like an email rule. It says, if it hasn't been played before and it's in this category, then line it up. And that's how I get all kinds of cool tunes and stuff coming off the Blog Digger MP3 feeds. Just so much stuff coming in. And this is the source code where, of course, users and developers make the pâté happen. And I gotta tell you, last night I could barely sleep. It was all day yesterday. I was doing interviews mainly with journalists based on the West Coast. So it was LA Times, Wired Magazine, Business Week, which was, she was in New York, had a great chat with her. Susan is she's an old radio pirate herself, so I'm expecting a cool article. Let's see, who else did I talk to? I talked to a publication in Minneapolis, St. Paul, hoping, of course, to reach Prince through that interview. And, oh man, there we go. Leo Laporte has a radio or whatever. So I'm he's going to interview me tomorrow. That'll be a radio interview, and I've been doing just so much work on this that, you know, I got in bed last night and I just had, you know, like URL iPodder.org circling my head, and, you know, I got like cold sweats, and then I was really hot, and then I had to pull out a fan to cool down. I had to walk around. I was buzzing. I was like just electrified, full of energy. You know what that's like when you can't sleep and it's just like sparks flying off your brain, man. So that usually means that I'm really excited about something, and I am, because this is just so nice, everything that's taken place. So I've got a couple of songs that I want to play for you. Of course, I also want to talk about some iPodder stuff. Obviously, I want to talk about Hugo's appearance on the show yesterday, and also a little bit about making a podcast. And of course, just bringing you up to speed on what the latest developments are and what's going on. And I've I finally had some time this morning to start updating the directories on iPodder.org, and I'm far from finished. What's cool about the directory, you have two. One is the software directory. Now, I'm still working on getting all that together. It's a little harder to figure out who's doing what and where, but since I voiced that concern, I'm getting a lot of emails with introductions saying, okay, we're the new iPodder.net team, here's who we are, and so I really appreciate it. So I'm working on that directory, but meanwhile, the shows, and if you go to iPodder.org and you go to the shows directory, there's a hyperlink, and you click on it, and you get a form, and you can say, okay, I want to add this show, and just type in the URL and the RSS feed of your show, and it'll add that to the directory. So that resource is finally picking up a little bit, but I also want to do a redesign and just, you know, get this a little bit tighter and make it a little more efficient for everybody. And I've had some excellent offers of help. Gregory has offered to help, and so I'm working on setting up some stuff to make it a little more easy to work with. See what else have we been doing. Here's something. Actually, I'll talk about that in a second when I get to iPodder. First, I want to do a request. The song that came in from Ray, I think it was. Yeah, it was Ray Slakinski. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Ray, I think he got me started on some BitTorrent stuff. He wrote a Python script. I believe he's the author of Nucleus, which to this day I still have running up on my cloud in the server space somewhere. And it just scans the Supernova BitTorrent files for certain keywords. If it finds one, then it pulls it in. And then it downloads the file from the BitTorrent, and then of course also lets me know. It notifies me that there's something new. So that's how I get all my my recent TV shows, my American TV shows. And he requested, he's also obviously involved in a lot of iPodder development. And he said, you know, dude, why don't you play this song by Julia Hatfield? Because this song happens to be about sticking it to the man. I can just hear Dave Slusher, his ears are perking up there in Carolina. Wait a minute, we're sticking it to the music man, to the music business. So let's just get a little vibe going here on this Tuesday on the Source Code with Julia Hatfield. This is Sell Out. Hatfield, a sellout. Of course, it ain't a sellout if nobody buys it, right? Right on. This is the Daily Source Code. I'm Adam Curry. Glad to have you along for the ride. Couple more notes about iPodder. If you've been following along with the developments on iPodder.org, I'm happy to let you know that we have three new Windows versions coming out that'll work with a variety of MP3 players and playlist management systems. The installs, I've been beta testing some of them. The installs look really, really good. System tray icons, you know, all the stuff you'd expect as a Windows user. And I've actually broken out the Windows laptop to try and install them and see what they're doing. The Java version is pretty cool too. I mean, it's just, there's so much. But what it all comes down to, and we've discussed this on the iPodder development list, is making sure that users get that first oh wow experience. And I've had some varying results in the past. In the past couple of weeks, you know, you basically, I've heard a lot of this banter going on saying, well, you want your mom to be able to use it, right? You want your grandmom to be able to figure it out. And that, of course, is true. So it's all about the default. So one thing that we hadn't, that we've kind of been floundering around with is what happens when you first install an iPod, or what is the first experience? Currently, we've whittled it down to you subscribe to a feed or a couple of feeds, and it's going to go and get the first couple of shows on the first pass round, just so you're not clogging up your machine and your bandwidth, and you're getting some joy at that first moment of, oh well, it's working. But we thought this through a little bit more, and after some conversation on the list, and also some requests came in through email, is for a default feed and a default file. Now I've just hacked something together, which is going to have to live with for now. I'm not really happy with the URL, but we're gonna fix all that, because of course I want it to come off of iPodder.org so that it's identifiable as the default feed. So essentially, if you're developing an iPodder right now, you put this feed in as your default subscription to give the users an idea of what a URL looks like. You know, it'll end in .xml, which of course not all RSS feeds do, but when you see it, it's a little easier to visualize. And the feed basically will just sit there and be dormant. It only has one file in it, so that means it's going to bring in that file. It's half a meg, so it's easy to bring in, and you're going to get pretty much instant joy as a user. And what I'll do now, actually, I have it right here. I'm just going to play the default welcome that you will get whenever you flip open an iPodder upon a first install. And if you have any ideas about how to make this better, I just try to keep it short, to the point, and simple, you can surely let me know. So once you install iPodder, if you hear the following, you know that it worked. Hi, I'm Adam Curry. Welcome to the iPod platform. Hearing this message means you have successfully installed iPodder on your computer, and you should see a new playlist on your MP3 player titled iPodder Test Channel containing this file. You now can add any URL that points to an RSS feed with enclosures to automatically receive new podcasts by subscription. You can use iPodder.org as your guide to new software, news, and pointers to new podcast directories and services. We really hope you enjoy receiving and creating your podcasts. And please remember, this stuff's supposed to be fun. So enjoy. Right. And I'm going to take the stick out of my ass. All right. There we go. So anyway, it's just it's a placeholder now. And if we come up with a better script, or I'm not too happy with, the just briefly passing over an RSS URL, is it simple enough? Will people get it? Do you need any kind of knowledge of RSS? I'll tell you, a lot of the journalists that I spoke to hadn't actually used the news aggregator. They've heard of it, they were working on it. They said, oh yeah, I want to test that at home. One of them, I think it was the reporter from Wired, he was using NewsGator, so he was very advanced, and he knew that it synced up with his machine at home and the machine at the office. So there's all different levels, but I want to make it as simple as possible. And maybe we need more fanfare and some fun stuff, or more production. But at any rate, now we have a default feed. And if you want me to change that, or change, if you think there's any ideas for the MP3, the first welcome MP3, and I think we can do better. But just let me know. This is just a placeholder for now. Okay, I already mentioned that I'm updating the shows directory. Just a couple of pages I found around the net. I'm going to go to this now, I hope. Let's see, Russell Beatty wrote a pretty... And of course, as you saw from yesterday's show, I'm now linking to all these resources that I'm talking about on source code. And he wrote quite a nice bit about podcasting. Let's see, I just wanted to get a quote from him here. Now, what he's basically saying is, he's identifying something I think I feel happening as well, that, well, is it going to be the MP3 player, or is it going to be your mobile phone? And I think that they're two sides of the same coin. We have MP3 players doing a beautiful job at playing and organizing MP3s and mobility and battery life. And, we have this asynchronous model where you connect your iPod to your machine, and it updates with new stuff, thanks to iPodder. or whatever, you know, whatever you've downloaded and paid for. If it comes to music, it'll also automatically sync up your machine. And of course, what the iPod is screaming for is some type of connectivity that is wireless. So I can fully see that being Bluetooth. I can see it being Wi-Fi. But also, I could see it being third generation cell network. It could be UMTS or GPRS or ABC LMNOP, whatever the hell all these acronyms are for. because a lot of cell phones now have MP3 players inside them. And I think that this is all just a function of what kind of iPod or software do you need. It seems to me that most handheld devices these days are, a lot of them are running Java. So I think, you know, the Java iPod or development is going to be really important for cell phones. Their storage capacity is growing by leaps and bounds. You know, whether it's a memory card, which you now can get, I think standard is half a gig now. You can I have a half a gig in my camera, which fits happily in my cell phone. granted, the OS and just the power of the processor, it takes a little while to create a directory listing of everything that's on the card, but it does work, and you can certainly store stuff on it. And what a cell phone does really well is connectivity. You know, it's good at roaming, it's good at picking stuff up, and it can be made intelligent to grab stuff off of the network during off-peak hours. There's just all kinds of ways to do that, and I think that's why iPod.org is going to be important for quite a while now, because this is where the development's going on. This is where you need to come and say, you know, I've got this type of device, I want to get my podcast on it automatically. You know, how do we make this happen? So that is the resource for you. And Russell is saying that he thinks, and I got to agree to a certain extent, that he feels that cell phones will get there quicker than the rest. Hi, hon. You bring me a candle? Thank you.
What's that at all?
Aromatherapy?
Relaxing.
Relaxing, okay.
Need that.
What, don't stick them where?
Those batteries.
Thank you. Patricia just came home from doing grocery shopping, and she's totally into the production chain now. She brought me 2 9-volt batteries because I seem to eat a pair a day with my wireless mic set up. And I said, please go get them. And well, she told me where I could put them. And you know what? The sun don't shine there. Anyway, also had a... there was a Scoble had an interesting post. Robert Scoble from Microsoft, who was also becoming, really quite a cheerleader in all of this stuff. Hold on a second, if I can find it. Well, basically, there was a conversation about iPods with Steve Ballmer of Microsoft, and I'll point to this as a part of the post for this podcast. Scoble pointed out a lot of that conversation, and there's a transcript of it. And well, I guess the bottom line is, you know, all everyone who uses an iPod is a pirate, right? You're a thief. That's kind of the gist of it. And Scoble says, whoa, wait a minute, hold on, that just ain't true. Or at least he posted about this. Because what we're doing with these podcasts, you know, bar the music rights that we may or may not be infringing upon, which is easily solved by not doing that. The content of the message is in the message, right? But that's also solvable, I think. You know, you should be able to license that. We've talked about that before. But the one thing I'm really happy about is because I played a bit from the Gilmore Gang yesterday, and the Gilmore Gang actually is posted now, so I don't feel too bad about about previewing a bit on yesterday's source code before the show was even up. I think it was Steve Gilmore talking about Scoble pulling stuff out of his ass and being such a supporter of this stuff. And I said, yeah, you know, never underestimate the bandwidth of Scoble's ass. Well, apparently he almost crashed while he heard that. I got to be careful. I should say, warning, you know, I'm going to talk about you now. Be careful. Put down your coffee. Don't be drinking, you know, don't be driving a car. Yesterday I had Hugo Schottmann on the show, just briefly, and I do want to hook up with him later this week or maybe over the weekend. Hugo is really leading the charge in a lot of the setups of how we get our audio working. And we need more help. We need people who are podcasting on Windows to send in screenshots, advice. Just give me a URL to point to, because it's such a small percentage. And I'm now even getting the questions. If I just get a Mac, will that solve all of my production issues? And no. You know, in fact, I think it should be just as easy, if not, you know, knowing, remembering a little bit of how the PC architecture works, maybe even easier. It's just, it's all kind of hidden within Windows. Not that it's not, you know, that it's not hidden within a Macintosh, but in Windows you have a little mixer panel, and I know that you can mix and match audio feeds, because I've done it. I've done this before on Windows. So we really need to do some help on that. And while we're on that topic, Rogue Amoeba Software, who makes Audio Hijack Pro for the Mac, and as they say themselves, have no plans on porting to Windows. I think they're pretty close for the Mac. You know, they're pretty close on understanding what we need, and they've got a weblog. One of the, I don't know if it's the head of development, but there's a weblog at rogueamoeba.com, which of course I'll also point to. And you know, we just got to keep the conversation going, because they're the guys for the Macintosh that can make this happen. They're the ones closest right now. Something else, and I really want to, you know, put a big shout out to the Skype developers team who are working on Skype for Mac OS. I think we're now at beta. Let me check. I have it running here. We're at beta. Oh, come on. About Skype. What does it say? Beta 0.10.0.1. Right on. You know, so obviously I'm not complaining too much, because it is working, and by far it has the best sound quality, far and above iChat AV with AIM, far and above the X10 stuff. Skype really has the quality going, and they seem to be able to keep a connection a little bit longer. But if we need to get to the developers of Skype, I don't know. I'm sure on PC it's a little more advanced. It was born on the Windows platform. But for the Mac, there's only one thing we need to make it the, well, two things, to make it the perfect application for enhancing a podcast and doing a little bit more. The main thing is we need to be able to switch audio devices that the application uses. Now this is, I know it's, and none of the, I'm sure none of this is trivial, you know, when I just wanted to make one little thing happen in my iPod or script, it took me 2 weeks, and I broke everything and overwrote old code, and, you know, it's by no means trivial. But a lot of Mac applications that use the core audio driver allow you to select between different audio devices. So where you can, on the built-in audio device, you can select between the default or line-in or your built-in microphone. But I can also choose a virtual audio device like Soundflower, which we've talked about, or an external one like the DigiDesign breakout box. But Skype doesn't allow you to set those preferences. And I think that it's, well, from a development standpoint, what needs to be done is those hooks need to be put in so that you can select that in the preferences. Once we do that, you know, then first of all, it'd be a lot more stable, because hijacking applications and then, you know, adding applications to it that really aren't talking to the sound drivers in the same way, just like Skype does currently, makes for shit to happen. You know, it crashes. It can just, you know, it'll just disappear. Sometimes it gets really slow and buggy, and, you know, logging may even be on for all I know within the beta client. But if we have any way to get in touch with the developers, let me know, because we need their help. We need their help, and we can make their product better. You know, and add to that the ability to conference two calls together, and then we're really talking. Because with Skype out, you can basically make a phone call anywhere in the world for about 4 or 5 cents a minute, and the quality is equal to, actually, sometimes, because you're just calling a landline phone, it's a little bit worse than if you're calling someone directly. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to be able to make a Skype call with Dave, for instance. That'll be a direct Skype call, no phone system in between. And then I'd like to conference in another person or a phone call. You know, if we could add one or two more lines to Skype, then it would be great. So any help that we can get on that is way appreciated. Did you know that there's a new movie coming out about the life and times of Peter Sellers? I saw a couple of the actors were on a late night talk show in England while we were there over the weekend, and it looks like a great movie. And while I was thinking of that and just running through the iTunes playlist today, I bumped across something that is classic Peter Sellers, in reminiscence of the Beatles that we played on Trade Secrets the other day. Here's Peter doing his rendition of She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
Made several experiments and I have come to this conclusion.
So?
You think that you have lost your love. Well, I saw her yesterday. It is you that she is thinking of, and she's told me what to say. She says she loves you.
Yeah!
Yeah? Yeah? She loves you.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! She loves you.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you hurt her so.
Good.
She almost lost her mind.
Good.
And now she says she knows that you're not the hurting kind.
I am.
She says she loves you.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. She loves you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, she loves you.
Yeah!
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 You know, it's up to you. I think that it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. Because she loves you.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! She loves you.
Yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. All right, Peter Sellers, She Loves You, Yeah, 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 here on the Source Code in only a version that Peter Sellers could have done. Got one more bit to play for you after some tunes, because, hey, you know, it's Tuesday. It's like it's the day when we kind of are getting over Monday, you know, just getting into the vibe of things. Some Grace Jones, Pull Up to the Bumper.
Hey!
You know, I just realized you were probably doing exactly what I was doing. The minute a little break happened, you like crank up the volume. I did that on my laptop, and damn if that didn't fuck up the recording. Grace Jones, pull up to the bumper, baby, and drive it straight into Queens on the source code. So that's a lesson learned. Do not turn up the volume on your Macintosh while doing a podcast. Damn, there's so many things that, you know, there are times when I just say, screw it, I want to get all my mixing equipment out, all my outboard gear, and just, you know, only use the computer to record it. And I get as far as, I go to the closet, and I'm like, I'm going to open this up and get all my gear out, because I know it's going to be perfect. And I say, no. We've got to figure out how to make this work. We are very close. We're getting a lot better. The next trade secrets that I do with Dave, I hope to have, you know, a good Skype quality call. So we're working on all this stuff. By the way, thanks to Tom from Down Under for the Peter Sellers Hard Day's Night link. He sent me that one. Tom also, by the way, has been following my radio career since the early 80s. Even at the Pirate Radio, station I was working at in Amsterdam. And I had a radio show which started around 83, 84, which I did with a partner called Curry and Van Inkle. His name was Van Inkle, of course. And, you know, we did hundreds of hours of radio, and I have hundreds and hundreds of hours of skimmer tapes. And a skimmer tape is basically when you're on the air live and you crack the microphone, then it starts recording. And these are all cassettes, of course. That was the technology of the day. Really basically just a micro switch. You know, you open up the fader on your mixing board, or you open up that channel, and it clicks the pause switch, and then it starts to record the air signal, so that after the show you can go back and listen to yourself and listen to if you sucked or not, which of course we all think we sucked. And that's a skimmer tape, and that's also an air check tape, which you'll hand to the next program director down the line. Say, hey, here's my stuff that I did on station, you know, WXYZ. And what Tom has done, he's jumped on the iPodder wagon, and he is, and this, I add it to the directory, to the iPodder.org shows directory, and it's much more for my benefit. But he's put his entire archive, he's loading that up into RSS files, which is great. And I'm sending him two boxes of tapes as we're about to move. I'm so happy I can do this. I'm sending it off to Australia, and he's going to digitize all that. And I guess he's going to put those on the feed as well. So that's just another perfect use, you know, of this kind of technology. If you do a show, if you do a live radio show, you're working at a quote real radio station, then get an MP3 archive going, you know, and just add that to your RSS feed so that you can expand your listenership overnight. Just briefly talking about a couple more things we could use. You know, if you're thinking about doing a podcast, and really a podcast is very, you know, it sounds like we're doing all this difficult stuff, but if you have the balls to record your own voice, then you're already there. And you can do that on almost any computer today. You don't have to get fancy with mixing in songs and tunes. And you can even sit in your car and play something on the CD radio. You know, car is great because you sit in your car while it's not moving, preferably. You've got a closed sound environment. You know, you're mobile, so if it's loud, where the ambient noise is loud where you are, just drive somewhere else. You've got a power supply. You can start recording. And you can use your CD player, you could use your cassette player, you could use your MP3 player connected to your car stereo, and just, you know, put a mic on and near you or on the dashboard and crank up the volume. You know, it'll work. It'll be a little, it's a hack, but it'll work, and I've heard people do it. But more importantly, if there's anything that you're an expert on, just like weblogging, you know, if you do a top five stock picks of the day, record it, you know. And if you don't know how to make an RSS 2.0 feed out of it, let me know. We'll try and help you out. Or just join the mailing list. Or just check out iPodder.org. We're happy to help. Short is good. Short stuff is really good. I'd love to have just a little quote of the day. You know, if someone could do one quote of, there's lots of quotes of the day services, but they're all text-based. So here's something you could do. You wouldn't have to write. All you have to do is every single day just record, you know, these two lines, and then, you know, whoever the quote was by, and it'd be nice if you could, you know, post the quote in text and a link to the source or whatever if we wanted to have it. But those types of things I love to see on my playlist. A joke of the day, a stand-up routine of the day. You know, these things really work. Why do you think David Letterman's top 10 list is so phenomenal? By the way, Dave, if you're listening, Dave Letterman, give us the top 10 list. You know, put a cut an audio recording of that and make a feed so we can listen to it every day. We love the top 10 list. I mean, it's been successful in books. It's been successful on television. Why shouldn't it work on the iPod platform? I think it will. Okay, one more thing I picked up. This is in the Equal Airtime department. I picked up from the Blog Digger media feed. It's we've done lots of songs and mixes about President Bush, so it's time for one about the next president of the United States, John Kerry.
Democrats got a man named John, got no clue what he stands on. Flip-flop, wobble and roll, flip-flop, wobble and roll, flip-flop, wobble and keep an eye on the poll.
Flip-flop.
Well, first he votes yes and then he votes no. Some folks say John got no soul. Flip-flop, wobble and roll,
flip-flop,
flip-flop, wobble and roll,
flip-flop,
flip-flop, wobble and keep an eye on the poll. His future plans are just hot gas. Flip flop, wobble and roll.
Flip flop,
flip flop, wobble and roll.
Flip flop,
flip flop, wobble and keep an eye on the polls. Yeah, the Democrats got a man named John. Got no clue what he stands on. Flip flop, wobble and roll.
Flip flop,
flip flop, wobble and roll.
Flip flop,
flip flop, wobble and keep an eye on the polls. Flip flop. Wobble and roll,
flip flop,
flip flop, 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 wobble and keep an eye on the poll. Yeah, flip flop, wobble and keep an eye on the poll.
Flip flop,
I said flip flop, wobble and keep an eye on the poll.
Flip flop.
I voted for the 87 bill before I voted against it. I did. Really, I did.
Flip, flopper, and roll in the Equal Airtime segment on your daily source code. Hold on a second. Phone is ringing. I'm expecting a call, actually. So you know what? We're going to leave it at that for today because I do have phone calls coming in. And going to get this compressed and shoot it up to the server for consumption. As always, if you want a response, drop me an email, adam@curry.com. Of course, the archives of this show are always available at dailysourcecode.com, where you can find the iPodder feed, the RSS 2.0 with enclosures, dailysourcecode.com/rss.xml.
The power of your influence.
And of course, there's always my own weblog, live.curry.com. You can always leave a comment there. I'll see you around. Check out iPodder.org for all the cool developments that are going on. And keep those podcasts coming, everybody. Take care. Bye.